from my point of view, from what I see here in this House, that Ukraine does get equal treatment and does get very positive treatment in this House and by all the people of Ireland. And the point that we are making out is that the hypocrisy that we see within Europe. And no, you're not. You're actually saying that you're chastising us and saying that we're not being.
Let me ask the question, then
we can have the answer. Then the minister can have her say. And the reality is, I want to ask you, Minister. You're saying that the European Union has moved. Maybe a couple of baby steps towards the Irish position over the last while, and you're saying that we have all focused on what Ursula von der Leyen has said about and done in terms of Israel a year ago, and that that's not the case. We're talking, Deputy Harkin mentioned what was said in the European Council summary today. So the question I'm saying is, at what point will Ireland actually make a stand and go independently? I'm not finished my question yet. I said, well, by having the Occupied Territories Bill, by passing the Occupied Territories Bill, or something like that, you're saying that the European Union hasn't got an agreed position, so therefore this is the position that they're taking. When are they going to take a different position because of our views?
If you listen back to the minutes spent on this debate, what I'm saying is overwhelmingly in relation to Gaza, and that's really, really important. All I'm saying is that there should be balance on both sides, as I am saying about the Council also, and I've already addressed Deputy Harkin's point. You're welcome. I counted the number of contributions. I am looking for this balance as well. In relation to the, we've also then in relation, in an Irish position, we have actively divested from settlements, through ISIF funding, actively last April, removed funding that is Irish state money in investments in the West Bank. We have gone ahead in every way that we can in relation to this. But if we are proponents of international law, and we are, and we have legal advice that says that the Occupied Territories Bill, is not consistent with the correct legal approach, then we would be taking a step across our own legal advice and our own position of being rigorous about the application of international law generally, and it would be a completely contradictory and self-defeating thing to do. So for a correct competence is at a European level, and we continue to advocate for that, and we continue to do it within the rule of law structures. That is the technical legal answer.